Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. So I have to make a confession. My job is turning into, it's just like bleeding into my life. It starts off that, I'll do some taboo phone calls, some taboo audios. It's fun. And most guys are, kind of the same. But then it starts turning real life. Like, the first time it happened, I made this beast audio where, a dog is fucking a girl. And it was super hot. Like, hot enough that I masturbated after I created it. I masturbated again thinking about it. And then I wake up one morning to having a wet dream about sucking a dog off. And I woke up and I was like soaked between my legs. And then I wake up immediately, get some coffee, and then scour the internet for some zoo porn. But here's when it started getting bad. So, being a taboo phone sex operator and creator of super filthy audios, of course, I do a lot of audios about kids. And, I've always been interested in younger ones. Like, sure, who doesn't look at some of these little girls and think, God, she's so fucking beautiful. She's so cute. Or you might, I can remember in the past, like seeing girls at the beach or at the pool, and you just can't help but look between those little legs. And, it's just kind of innocent curiosity, if you will. And, really more of a fascination, adoration. Little girls, they're so stinking cute. Who doesn't just love to see those adorable little faces with smiles? Like, it just warms you up. And I'd always been, like, comfortable around naked little girls. Like, I remember me and my sister taking baths together. She was much younger than me. I can remember that specifically and never feeling weird about that or wanting to touch my sister or whatever. Or like that one time I dated the guy, like we lived together, and his little 8-year-old girl, I used to give her bath. She was too embarrassed to do it in front of her dad, so her and I took a bath together, and it never was weird. I never thought anything. Sure, I'll admit I did look at her, but it wasn't ever sexual. But lately, I've been wondering if something else is up with me. Like, maybe I'm truly a pervert. I don't know. But it all started when one of my regular clients, he sent me a link, and, I trusted him. I trusted what he was sending me. I knew before he sent me, Instagram pictures or whatever, and that's like all fine. But you know, he sent these non-nudes, the pervs call them, where it's just like right there at almost crossing the line. And I mean, admittedly, I've had plenty of calls and experiences where, you know, I encourage a man to jerk off to them or even jerk off with them. But, you know, I just didn't at the time think I was like into the girls or whatever. I just thought, you know, I was getting pervy with my clients. And sure, they helped me get off, but I didn't think anything of it. So, anyhow, one night, one of my favorite perv clients offered to show me what he was getting off to. And I think, sure, I mean, what's the harm? I'll look at what you're getting off to as well. So he decides to, you know, screen share where I can see his screen while we're on the phone. And I just, my jaw dropped. I wasn't expecting what he showed me. It was full on child porn. Like a couple of young children, and it looked like their parents. I'm assuming one boy, one girl. I mean, they didn't look older than 8, maybe. And the girl was just straight getting railed by her father's cock. And the mom was like rubbing on the girl, and the boy was just right there, like it was just some regular family activity. And before I could really react, because I was speechless, and I'm sure he probably heard my shock from across wherever we live from each other. But he, I guess, realized how shocked I was and stopped sharing a screen. And I actually wrapped up the call pretty quickly because I just didn't know how to react. I didn't know what to think. I actually canceled a bunch of calls after that. I was in complete shock. I just needed to process what I saw. I had never seen anything like that. So I went to bed and just thought, you know what? Just scrub that from your memory and move on. But guess what happened? The video turned up in my fucking dreams. I dreamed about this shit. In my dream, pictured those two little ones, the girl in particular. And she was just getting undressed for their big scene with mommy and daddy, like it was some normal family event. But it was her naked, smooth, flat body that really the dream was about. And I woke up and my panties were soaking wet. I was rubbing myself in my dream. Like, it was just unbelievable. And I just kept rubbing my pussy. I woke up and kept rubbing my pussy until I had this furious, earth-shattering orgasm I didn't even think I wanted to have. And then I burst into tears, like disgusted with myself. I actually ran to the bathroom and threw up because I couldn't believe what I was doing. I was masturbating to a memory of some very terrible porn I saw. I didn't want to see porn that way. So a few days went by. And I just did my best to scrub what had happened from my dirty fucking mind. And I was successful for a few days until I get a drunken text from my ex, the one with the little girl. And it wasn't abnormal for him to text me out of the blue because he's a drunk, for one, and I believe he just probably jerks off and then thinks to call me or text me when he's drunk. So, you know, sometimes I indulge him. Sometimes I'm a tease and I'll send him, you know, a teasing nude or whatever just for the sport of it. But this time, he was texting me a picture. And I opened up the picture and it was a young, blonde, beautiful blonde in a bikini, probably like 5-6 years old. And it wasn't his daughter. And he texts, "I miss what we did together." And I think, wait a minute. I started remembering what him and I would do some nights when we both got drunk. I remembered that girl because she looked so familiar. It was this little girl that we found online, you know, on some just innocent bikini selling page for young girls. You know, nothing, it wasn't a non-nude. It wasn't anything particularly pervy, except if you were a perv. And we would look at this one girl that we both liked. God, she's so fucking cute. Just blonde and so curvy for her age. It was incredible. But that company would model her in the skimpiest bikinis. My goodness. Especially for her age. And then I remembered what we would do together. We would have sex and talk filthy about little girls. And, you know, like even we would go to Old Navy and look up Old Navy's like bathing suit and bikini section. But I remember, it's like I had tried to forget, but it all came roaring back in my memory. I never remember too much about what we would do because, my goodness, he was not a good influence. I would drink way too much wine with him. But we would engage in the filthiest, dirty talk. I mean, I remember us talking about beast fucking, like dogs fucking girls. We would filthy talk about rape, about water sports, about so much piss, and of course, kids. But at that time, I never thought anything about it. I just thought it was wild, drunk sex, like maybe everybody does that or something. But, you know, I remember too, at that time, I was substitute teaching, like for a little extra cash. I would work at night at a bar. But during the day, of course, I was all around all kinds of grade school cuties. And then I started remembering that those nights when I would get super cross-faded on weed and wine, I'd talk about the grade school cuties I'd see during the day. I even would pull out a yearbook and dirty talk, showing him pictures of the cuties, telling him which ones that I would enjoy teaching the most. And when I say teaching them to lick my pussy, teaching them how to suck cock. But like I said, I didn't really think much of it at that time. I just thought I was being crazy and drunk. Not like a true perv. Because I didn't think about it all the time. I think we just brought out the worst in each other. I think that was my thought. And so I'm looking at this picture that he sent, that little cutie that we used to fantasize about together. And my fingers started trembling. My pussy throbbed. And like, I thought about the other night, what I saw, that illegal child porn that I dreamed about, and then what I masturbated to. And I just was so torn. Like, it's like that one song, like my body was telling me one thing and my mind's telling me another. And I wanted to cry. I wanted to go throw up again. But I didn't. I listened to my pussy and I texted back, I want to see her naked. Because I did. I admitted to myself in that moment, I wanted to see this little bitch naked. I want to see little girls naked. And I just accepted it in that moment. But then started feeling weird. I can't explain it. It's like I want to be this crazy pervert. But then a part of me doesn't. And so then he texts back, close enough. And the picture that came with it, it was something else. I mean, from the neck down, I couldn't see her face. All I could see was this brown hair on her shoulders. And going down, it's just some beautiful, young, naked girl. And it looked like she's maybe stepping out of the bath. And her tight, wet little body was just so perfect. Nothing, hardly anything on her chest. And then the most beautiful, hairless little lips downstairs. And my mind was just obsessed. My mind was obsessed and my pussy was throbbing. I was so fucking turned on. And I thought to myself, I'd never seen such a goddamn beautiful sight in my life. And my hand went straight down my pants and I started masturbating furiously like some kind of, you know, goonette freak. Once I recovered from the most earth-shattering orgasm I'd ever had in my life, I picked up my phone and I texted to him, I'm deleting this. And I trashed a whole entire conversation with him. And this time, you know, I had my orgasm. There were no tears, no upset stomach. Honestly, I just kind of sat back and made a big sigh and started laughing because I'm thinking, is this really what I'm into? Is this who I am? Like, I really had a hard time struggling with this question because, like I said before, it all was just fun and taboo and all that fun stuff. It felt that way. And now it felt more real, especially when I sat down there, like thinking about who I was and then remembering that the next day I'm supposed to go to my niece's 8th birthday pool party. And I immediately started feeling uncomfortable and odd. I mean, I loved my sister's kid. I love her, my niece. Of course, I never, like, thought anything about her, just loved her, you know, never anything naughty. But here I was in this big life question, and I don't know if I was prepared to show up to this party the next day around so many swimsuit clad girls around her age and possibly even younger. Like, how was I supposed to do this? But like, I couldn't miss my niece's birthday. All because I was some new found perv. So I went, and thank God for sunglasses, is all I'm gonna say. I mean, there were so many little cuties. So many. And of course, my sister and her husband provided poolside margaritas, and I downed them just to be able to deal with what I was around, because I knew I was in deep, deep, perverted trouble. I found myself just laying back in the chair, soaking up the sun, but also checking out little girls. I mean, there was this one little girl. She had to be, what, 7 or 8? And God, she had the plumpest little lips and beautiful face. I just sat there and fantasized about grabbing her and kissing those sweet little girl lips. And then there was this other one. Her bathing suit stayed like stuck up inside her ass cheeks the whole time, just teasing me with her little soft bubble butt preteen ass cheeks. I mean, thank God I'm not a man, because I would have had a raging hard boner. I was so turned on. I just loved sitting there checking them out, like knowing that I was this pedophile inside of me. And like, they were just so awkwardly like wearing bathing suits with their tiny little bodies, you know, with no curves at all. And they were like slipping off. I think I saw about all of their little tiny girl nipples. Just because they're so young, there's no tits there. I saw so many of their little nipples with their bathing suits just falling down. It was intense. And I was so worried, like I was being such a fucking creep. And then one of their moms would have to come up to me and, you know, name me a pedophile in front of everyone and kick me out. But somehow I was able to hide my extreme horniness for these little girls. But eventually it got so intense, probably because I was downing those margaritas and all sense of self-control was just being diminished. So tipsy and horny as fuck, I excused myself from the pool party and went inside my sister's house. I just needed to find somewhere to masturbate and rub this fucking pedophile orgasm out of my pedo cunt and get on with my niece's birthday. So I first went into the bathroom and I thought, I can't do it here. There were kids and adults just flowing through all day trying to use the bathroom. So I tiptoed upstairs and the first room I saw was my niece's room, because I knew my nephew and all the other little boys were in his room playing video games away from the little girls. So I just said, fuck it. I went in her bedroom, closed the door, and I thought, all right, we're going to fantasize about something normal. Like, normally I might fantasize about some big, huge BBC ramming my cunt. Or I might fantasize about getting gangbanged, you know, roughly. I tried to think about all my usual fantasies, like literally anything but kids, because I was just hating feeling like such a fucking pedophile. But I start looking around while I'm rubbing my cunt. And I see my niece's unicorns, her stuffed animals, her dolls, Barbies, her panty drawer. And I tried to not notice the scent of her shampoo that was in the room, but it was filling me up. It was filling my nose. I was smelling my niece, and the smell that I had smelled so many times before, I couldn't ignore. And I was just, it was like I was reminded, here you are in a little girl's room, and you're rubbing your filthy pedo pussy. And I didn't want to think about my niece in this moment. I just wanted to get off. So I decided the best thing that I could do right then and there was go to the window facing the pool. And I shoved my hand inside my panties and opened that blind. And I rubbed myself watching all those cuties in the pool running around in their swimsuits, just furiously rubbing myself, fixating on my favorite little girls I have been watching all day. Like that little 9-year-old blonde girl who is so tall and lanky, thin, with those tight pink lips and her black one piece riding up her fucking ass. I rubbed the filthiest, most perverted orgasm out of my pussy from her. And then I just couldn't fucking stop. Then I saw that redheaded 8-year-old, God, in her curly red hair, just matted down every time she jumped out of the pool, wearing that green bikini. That green bikini that barely fucking fit her. It was too tight. And I love seeing her little bikini top covering her flat chest. I came so hard looking at her flat chest, just wanting to rip it off. And then there was that 7-year-old brunette in that white tankini that you could see fucking through. I saw through there and rubbed my fucking cunt, looking at her dark little nipples protruding, her flat little chest. I was getting off to all these little girls, trying my best to avoid my niece because that just felt really fucking fucked up. But I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. My niece and I love so much that I babysat, that I played Barbies with. Her little bubble butt was just so fucking perfect. And her fat little thighs, I kept rubbing myself. I was throbbing for my fucking niece. Something in my brain was telling me to stop masturbating to my niece, but my body was just so fucking there. I was loving it. I was loving her little body. So I looked away, just trying to fucking stop myself. And that's when I did something that I'm truly still so fucking ashamed about. I never thought I would have done something like this in a million years. Here I was. In my niece's bedroom, tipsy, turn the fuck on, just coming and coming from little girls, real little girls. And my niece's dirty laundry basket was right there. You know, I knew that a lot of other woman taboo creators did videos with little girl panties, you know, and claiming that they were their own daughters or even their little sister's panties. And I've seen them. I mean, I've seen them like smell and lick them, rub them inside their pussy, whatever. But I always thought, like, those aren't real. I bet they're not real. They probably just ordered them from Amazon, you know, but they still were pretty hot, I'll admit. But here I was. In real life, not for a video, not to turn some man on, to turn myself on. I picked up my own niece's My Little Pony panties in her dirty laundry basket, and I smushed them against my face, inhaling her scent, the scent of her fucking child pussy, rubbing my own pussy. And here I was, like, sniffing little girl panties like some fucking panty pervert. Like, there's been so many times I've been on the phone, you know, for work, doing phone sex, telling men that they were filthy perverts wanting to sniff little girl panties. And here I was, smelling and inhaling her young, prepubescent pussy and ass from her fucking panties, from little My Little Pony panties. And I was so fucking turned on by it. And I remember a voice in my head just repeating, there's no going back. There is no going back. Put the panties down. You can't come back from this. But I kept sniffing. I kept inhaling that sweet little girl scent. It was like the best fucking pussy smell I've ever felt in my life. And it felt so good to rub myself smelling her. And then something came over me. I didn't even think about it. Instinctually, my tongue reached out to the gusset of her little panties and licked. And that's what did it. That's what sent me over the fucking edge. I had the most, like, full body orgasm tasting a little girl's pussy on her panties. It tasted so fucking good. I was obsessed with it. Obsessed. I mean, I came so hard that I was shaking. I felt like passing the fuck out. And I had to muffle the moans coming out of my mouth with those panties because, god damn it, it was the best orgasm I've ever had in my life, smelling an 8-year-old pussy and eventually licking, tasting child pussy, preteen pussy. And like, yeah, it was going through my mind, like, what if my sister or my brother-in-law walked in or anyone else? God, how fucking embarrassing. But, like, I wasn't too ashamed. But I didn't harp on that. I just, you know, made it through the party somehow. I mean, I'd came so many times. That's probably the only reason I made it through. I went home. I decided, my drunk ass decided, to send a text message to my ex once I got all in bed and pajamas. And somehow, my horny ass was still fucking horny. Like, how does that happen? I had came so many times and had the most earth-shattering orgasm earlier. But I texted him. And I asked him if he could share more pictures of our favorite little swimsuit model. And of course, he knew just the ones to send me. The ones that used to be my favorite to look at with him. And again, shoved my hand inside my panties and rubbed and rubbed and finger fucked myself to this little perfect blonde bikini model. I loved her. It was like something I'd done so many times before. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And so I spent some time trying to rub out that horniness, not quite getting to that edge. Like, how do you top the orgasm I had earlier, licking and smelling preteen pussy? And so I texted back, what about the other one? And just like that, he responded back with that same picture. That picture of that sexy fucking brunette getting out of the bathtub, just wet and glistening. And I kept rubbing. I wanted her so fucking bad. I wanted to make out with her. I wanted to make out with those bald little pussy lips. I wanted to put her on top of my fucking face and leave her there for hours, giving hopefully her little girl orgasms. I wanted to lick whatever that little ass looked like. I wanted to rub my hands along her tiny flat chest, squeeze her little tiny nipples. I fucking wanted her so bad. And so I texted back, I want her. I wanted him to know. And then I asked him too, who is she? And then he responded back, do you really want to know? And then said, you know her. And that's when it hit me. That's when it fucking hit me, because I just assumed this fucking pedo fuck, you know, had this child porn photo that he kept in his collection. But no, it was his daughter, the one I had given baths to not too long ago, the one that loved me, the one that trusted me. And I'm sitting here rubbing myself, fantasizing about fucking her. It was so fucking bad, but God, she was so sexy. That underdeveloped body, just like, God, it was just like cracked to me. I needed it. I wanted to kiss every part of her body. I couldn't help it. I really couldn't fucking help it. And then he texted back, I've got more. And it was like that moment, you know, in cartoons where you've got the angel on one side of your shoulder and a devil on the other, you know, talking to you, trying to help you make a really tough decision. And so there was the one voice saying, don't go down this fucking road, Beatrix. This is dangerous, sinful, illegal. There's a reason society looks down on people like this. Perverts, pedophiles. Don't go down the road of child porn, you sick fuck. But then the other voice was like, give me fucking everything. Fuck this little girl. She's so fucking sexy. Who gives a fuck if you indulge in this pedo shit every now and then? Just fucking do it. You want to see her. And so I gave in. I gave in and caved. And I told him I wanted more, like a fucking pedo gooner I was. And he responded with laugh out loud and said he'd send me a video when he got home from work that night. And I was like, a video? A fucking video? I thought that maybe he would be sending me, I don't know, a picture of her laying down on a bed, or maybe her little pussy lips spread open, which I so badly wanted to see. But God, the curiosity was killing me. A video of this sexy fucking little girl? Like, was it her in the bathtub, you know, soaking that perfect little hairless body with soap? Was it her changing out of clothes? Was it her doing like little girl things like humping pillows? Was it her peeing? God, I wanted to see her fucking pee. What kind of sick fuck am I? Like, I would have paid money at that right moment, at that exact moment. I would have paid money for a video of her sitting on the toilet and fucking peeing out of that perfect, hairless, puffy, cunny. God damn it. I was such a fucking pervert. I mean, what else was it? Like, my mind was reeling. Then I started thinking about, what if it's a video of him licking that delicious little child pussy? Or what if it's her sucking her dad's fucking cock? I wanted to see all of this. In that moment of extreme pedo gooning, I wanted to see it. I wanted to go to the filthiest fucking places. I wanted to see child porn. Like, who the fuck am I? And so I just closed my eyes and made myself come many, many times, thinking about his sexy young daughter. The image of that perfect child body in my mind, imagining her peeing all wet, imagining those lips spread, imagining her little asshole, imagining what she would look like licking my cunt, imagining what I could do or how I could scissor her and put that perfect little pussy between my own pussy lips. God, it came so hard, even more. That night, I came so hard that I fell asleep with my hand in my panties. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, checked my phone, and my ex had texted me maybe like 5 minutes before I woke up. And he said, "Okay, I'm back. I'm back home." And then I responded to the text message with a thumbs up emoji. No video yet. But then those three dots appeared. You know, those blinking three dots that let someone know they're typing or sending something. And here I was waiting for a video of a fucking child. Child porn. And it's been that way for 30 minutes. I don't know how much longer I can hold out. And then all of a sudden, it comes through. I put my hand in my panties because I know I'm about to see something that's going to make me fucking horny again. So I stuff my hands in there. Press play on the video. Huh. My life is about to change.